All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Boulder Ridge Public Infrastructure District number one. Today is May 4th, 2026. It's 10:02 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everybody could state their name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Jerry, your chair, would you like to start?
Jerry Eves, Chairman.
Patricia Eves.
Stephanie Eves.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese District Council.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Kirsty Barker, the anchor location. Kirsty, do we have any members of the public?
No, but you had David Eves just join.
Okay, welcome, Dave. All right, board, first up, we have the board meeting minutes from our February 2nd meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yes.
Okay, can I get a motion to approve then?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting.
Thanks, Jerry.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Patty. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Okay, Shelby,
Hey.
welcome, and here you go.
Thanks. All right, so board, the first item we have is the quarterly expenditure listing here. So it's on your screen. Amounts represent accounting and legal costs paid by the developer on behalf of the district for a total of $12,705.22. I'll go right into the first quarter financial statements. So here's the balance sheet for the district. There is $61 in that project fund. So we can have those funds released, assuming there were still costs representing those $61. So those are available. If they're not used, probably within the next year or so, they would automatically be transferred over to the debt service fund for just future debt service costs on the bonds. Accounts payable were about $8,500, representing the administrative costs. And then that fund balance, that negative there, that's just a difference in timing of when the expenses are incurred versus when the bills are submitted and paid by the developer on behalf of the district. So looking at the general fund budget to actual expenses through the first quarter, just under 11,000, representing accounting and legal costs. Auditing and insurance, I would just note those will come kind of later this spring and into the summer. And then developer advances received for 2026 so far about 2,200. And again, as you guys are aware, all expenses are anticipated to be covered by the developer in this calendar year. Debt service fund, no activity through first quarter. We do expect the annual paying agent fees, which would be funded through developer advances. And then last page is the capital projects fund, interest income of $61 there. Representing that ending balance there in that project fund. Any questions?
No, so all of our expenses then we'll need to get David to ha handle that for our developer expenses. Very good.
And so, Jerry, remember we have that administrative funding and reimbursement agreement. So
Correct.
we'll keep track of it. Once there's funds, you guys will get reimbursed. So,
Very good.
okay. So, if there's no other questions, what I need then would be a motion to accept the quarterly expenditure payment listing as well as the quarterly financial statements.
I make a motion that we take approve the quarterly financial statements and the what was the other one?
The expenditure
The
payment listings.
expenditure.
Yep.
I'll second.
Thanks, Patty. All those in favor say aye.
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 Steph, did you say second?
Patty did. I just said
Okay.
aye.
I couldn't tell if that was for sure. So, all right. Next up, board, local governments trust on the insurance policy. So, Christy had sent that out that they had wanted to increase the premium on the $5 million policy. So, after talking it over, we came to the kind of conclusion that we could go down to the 2 million on the limit and keep the print or the premium the same at the 3,500 a year. So we just wanted to make sure you guys were comfortable with that, and then we can let them know just to keep the premium the same.
I'll make a motion that we accept the lowered value of $2 million to maintain the premium amount that we have currently.
Okay, thanks, Jerry.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Steph. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up, conflict of interest disclosures. Tyler, I'll let you cover that.
Yeah, this will be quick because you guys already filled it all out. You're the only district to have filled out all of your disclosures. So,
Yay. Good
congratulations.
job, team.
Check mark.
Yes, I didn't realize that. Nicely done.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Okay, so last thing that the legislature did to us was we need to hold board meetings now, either inside of the district itself or within the sponsoring entity. So for you guys, it would need to be inside of Tokerville. So,
Every time?
yep.
Oh, balls.
I know, exactly.
I
And
mean,
I'll tell
yeah.
you what happened. So there was a district up in Payson that there was an elderly gentleman who wanted to go to the meeting. Well, there was no physical place in the district, and he did not know how to get on Zoom. And so he missed the meeting and he was frustrated. His neighbor was a legislator. He went and did some complaining. And so that legislator ran a bill. And it was kind of hard to argue against it with the other representatives up there. And so it passed. So, what we're trying to do is figure out where we're going to hold those meetings. So, I know Matt's been talking with the city manager. Is there a place in the district that a construction trailer? Do you have a model home? Do you have anything built in the district?
I've got a construction trailer up there. I mean, if I need to be over there and have a hot spot to host the meeting, I can do that.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be you. And if you don't have anything that's ADA accessible, I
It's
doubt
not.
would have anybody, but all right. So we'll have to talk with the city about maybe having somebody over there, or if you guys could have somebody just be there physically. All we would need them to do is log into the meeting and just be on the meeting with us.
Well, I can. I mean, do you mean as far as going to the city?
Yeah.
And then actually, just to add some, I'm actually talking with Ben Billingsley, city attorney at Tokerville, to see if we can. I was waiting for this call to see if there was a location, but I've already spoke with Ben Billingsley, the city attorney for Tokerville, to see if we could just use a room in their office, so or in their offices. That would work.
So we would just need somebody to be there then inside of one of those offices.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. So we'll just use that. We'll use their address then going forward. So Christy, when we post, that's the anchor location that we'll have. So it's kind of a pain, I
She'll
know.
still do the recordings and stuff,
Yes,
correct?
everything stays the same. We just need somebody physically there.
Understood.
And I'll ask Ben if even if there's just someone from the city staff who can just turn on the Zoom, that's all we really need. So,
Be good.
all right.
Yeah.
That way you don't have to go out there yourself.
And if that's the case, Jerry, we'll let you know.
Well, and as I, we still have these, what, four times a year?
Yeah, five.
Five.
So eventually we'll have something there that we can just use a space, or even if the construction cl trailer becomes ADA accessible, we'll use that.
Yeah. Okay. It's going to be a pain.
That's just what we got to do.
Yep.
I know these two are going to ask for a raise, so.
We're going to
ask to
Exactly.
be
Sorry. It's going to
fired.
get expensive for you.
I did
So,
have, go ahead.
oh, I was just going to say that's everything I have. What do you guys have for us?
So
Jerry?
Oh, go ahead, Jerry. Go ahead.
I didn't have everybody copied on it, but if you'll look, I emailed a overlap that I've got. As we recorded phase one at Boulder Ridge, there's an overlap of the legal descriptions between PID 1 and PID 2.
Okay.
And I sent it to Matt, and I didn't get it to you, Michael,
I've
but
got it.
you got
I took
it?
a look at it and
Will you
that's something
go
I'll make
over
sure to
that
come
with
with
him
you.
and just email
Yeah.
me to do what we need to do to make it so that I don't violate the city ordinances by having building lots that are too small?
Yep. Well, I'll take a look at it and see what we have to get done and then communicate with you on it.
Cool.
Part of one of the things that the legislature also passed is a quicker way to dissolve a PID. And as you probably recall, we've already discussed dissolving PID 2 because we're not using it and don't plan on using it. And actually that new and the prior version of the statute to dissolve a PID was it was going to take at least sorry, the fastest it was going to go was like 90 days, and it was possibly take like a year to dissolve it. They just passed the legislation making it so like you can get it done in one meeting. So that actually kicks in on the 6th. So that's why we didn't have that on the agenda today.
Cool. So the other thing is if it dissolves PID 2, we need PID 1 to include the physical location of PID 2.
Yep.
Okay. I'll leave that to you, Tyler. Let me know what we need to do, and we'll resolve it before then, but have it. Do I need to make a motion that we approve it when we're able? Or we haven't advertised it, so we'll do it next time.
We'll do it next time when I've got the plan and we'll have it on the agenda and get it figured out.
Cool, that works. I'm
Okay.
done.
All right. David, did you have anything?
I was just gonna say, Jerry, I wouldn't mess with doing anything on site. The Tocqueville has like that ready and nobody's gonna come. And if they do, if all they have to do is turn on a Zoom, that's the easiest way and cleanest way. I think I wouldn't even worry about ever having anything on site if
Well, you
Tocqueville's
speak
willing to
from
do that.
experience, so I'll defer to you.
So I did send Jerry to you and David the quarterly report.
Yes.
If you guys could just update it, do two, maybe three picks if you can. Do it like you did. If you want to include them in the body like you did last time, that would be perfect. So,
Okay, I'll take care of that today and return it.
okay,
It
perfect.
needs to be a DocuSign though, doesn't it? Or once I reply, will you make it a DocuSign?
Yep.
All
Yep.
right, that works.
Okay. All right.
I
Anything
make a
else?
motion that we dismiss till the next scheduled PID meeting.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Jerry.
Needs a second.
Second.
Thanks, Patty. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Good to see you guys as always.
Thank you so
Thanks.
much.
Hey,
Enjoy your
thanks.
day.